Good morning, everyone. There will be children church. I think they already left. They said, hey, that was a mistake. You okay? Yes. Felicia said that would be children church. Good morning, everyone. We want to give God the glory and the honor for allowing us to come together on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. Want to thank him for waking us up, closing our right mind to see a brand new day. Those who are visiting with us, you are our honored guests, so please come back to be with us again. Let us continue to pray for all the sick and the bereaved that is among us. Walter Sim and Betty Boo is back with us today. Walter read nicely to us today. Brother David Fox is on vacation. The Dooleys are out of town, and also a couple of other families are out of town. Let us pray for all of those who are away. Will you please open up your Bibles, your iPad, your notepad, your iPhone, to 2 Samuel 16 and verse 23. It is in the Old Testament between 1 Samuel and 1 Kings. You will see 2 Samuel. And I want to talk from this subject this morning, four keys or four ways on how to overcome this treacherous thing called bitterness. Four things on how to overcome bitterness. In Hebrews 12:14-15, the first word in verse 14 is follow. Follow means to run after, to chase after, to press after, or in pursuit. It says, follow peace with all men in holiness, without which no man can see God. In verse 14, the first word you're going to see is look in. Look in means to continue to look, continue to look. Looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. And lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. There is a danger of any root of bitterness. Everything has a root. Bitterness has a root. Bitterness can be caused by anything or any person who has failed us or brought disappointment and trouble to us in some way. Bitterness means harsh, sharp, characterized by strong feelings of hatred. Bitterness means resentment, cold, unpleasant. Any expression of this is a sin to God. God wants his people to live in love, peace, and holiness, not bitterness. Ephesians 4:31 said, let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And Proverbs 14:10 said, the heart knows its own bitterness. If anything knows what bitterness is, it's your heart. Your heart knows its own bitterness. So we as God's people must look carefully, and we must guard against the danger of bitterness. Romans 15:4 said, things are written aforetime, but written for our learning, that we through patient and hope of the scripture, comfort of the scripture, may have hope. And also in 1 Corinthians 10 and 11, now all these things happen to them as example, and they were with, and they are written for our admonition. So with this in mind, I want to tell you about a man who became so bitter that he committed suicide. David, King David, was a man who had a lot of drama, a lot of problem and issues. He did a lot of good things, he did a lot of bad things. But in spite of the wrong in his life, the Bible said that he was a man after God's own heart. Something about David I want to talk to you about this morning. David came up through the ranks. He was a shepherd boy. He took care of his father's sheep. David had a prophet who prophesied that he would be the king of all of Israel. As time went on, David went out to the battlefield, and he killed Goliath. You all remember him. So finally, David was anointed king by Samuel. David was a leader, but David had a person who influenced him, who counseled him. We know a little bit about this man. We don't know too much about it, but I want you to look at chapter 16, 1 Samuel chapter 16. Now the advice of Ahithophel, which he gave in those days, was as if one had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the advice of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. One of the powerful things about this man, Ahithophel, when you talk to him, you think you are talking to God. Have you ever met someone like that, the very wise? Ahithophel was David's counsel and advisor. Not only he was David's counsel and advisor, he was also the counsel and advisor to his son Absalom. When you talk to them, he's talking as if you're talking to God. Now, that's the 16th chapter. Now turn forward to the 17th chapter. 2 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 23. Everybody got it? Now when Ahithophel saw that his advice would not follow, he saddled a donkey and rose and went home to his house, to his city. Then he put his household in order and hanged himself and died. The man went from being a spokesman to God. When you talk to him, you think you are talking to God. To one chapter later, he committed suicide. One chapter later, what happened that caused Ahithophel to make a horrifying choice? What caused Ahithophel to become so bitter and so angry? What caused him to want to end his life and not live any longer? It was bitterness. And my brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you this morning. This is what I want to talk to you about. If you do not control your bitterness, overcome your bitterness, and if you cannot control your anger and being mad and unforgiving, it will take you out. It will definitely take you out. As a matter of fact, it will mess you up. It will mess you up to the point that you cannot be meaningful to God, while walking around holding all of the grudges and bitterness and hatred in your heart. What caused this man, Ahithophel, to become bitter and want to kill himself? Well, you know, King David was the king of Israel. King David was the king of Israel. It happened in the springtime where the kings go out to war. David sends Joab, but David stayed behind in Jerusalem. And while he was on the roof of his house, he saw a young lady taking a bath. Her name was Bathsheba. Bathsheba was a married woman. She was married to David's mighty man, one of David's mighty men. David had 37 mighty men, and one of them was Uriah. David beckoned Bathsheba to come over to his place. Bathsheba came over, and they became intimate. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to go to the soap operas. You don't have to look at scandals and One Life to Live. It's right here in the Bible. A lot of soap operas. It wasn't that David needed another woman. David had a multiplicity of women. See, that's the way sin is. Sin is never satisfied. David had an affair. And next verse, you will see where Bathsheba sent message to David and said she was pregnant. Now, here's David caught between a rock and a hard place. So what David did, David concocted a plan to send and get Uriah, Bathsheba's husband, from the battlefield and come home to be with his wife. So when the baby comes, everybody would think that that was Uriah's baby. So he did it, but Uriah did not go in his house. Long story short, David tried two or three other times, but it didn't work. Uriah said, how can I enjoy the pleasure of my wife when my brothers are out there fighting? So he did not go into his house. So what David did, David wrote a letter. And he sent that letter by Uriah. Uriah didn't know that he was carrying his death sentence. And on that letter, it says, I want you to put Uriah in the hottest battle. I want you to put him on the front line. And I want you to withdraw your support from him and let him be killed. So it happened just like David planned it. Uriah is dead. David gets the message. So David, what David did was, David marries Bathsheba. There's one thing you need to know, my brothers and sisters. If you think you are getting away with something, you better think twice. Now, I know God sees everything, but there's some other people sees you too. While you sneaking around doing all your things, somebody sees you. David thought he could get away with murdering Bathsheba's husband. The word got back to David's advisor, Ahithophel. Ahithophel sees and knows what David has done. So Ahithophel is angry. Or he's mad at David. As a matter of fact, the man got so mad he stopped following David and started following Absalom, who was in the process of overthrowing David. He was angry, brothers and sisters. What caused this man, Ahithophel, to lose it? What caused him to not follow God anymore? Well, you see, Ahithophel was the grandfather of Bathsheba. That was Bathsheba's grandfather. And Ahithophel could not understand how can a man who the king of all of Israel, a man whom I love and advised, not only committed adultery with my granddaughter and got her pregnant and then turned around and killed her husband. He couldn't follow David anymore. Brothers and sisters, Some of you out there, somebody have done some horrific things to you. But I want you to understand, I don't care how ugly, how nasty, how mean, how treacherous what someone has done for you, it's not worth taking your life over for what they have done. Some of you are bitter because somebody says something about you. Somebody done something to you. Somebody called you ugly in the 12th grade and you can't get over it. You're walking around mad, unforgiving, don't want to forgive them. You see their face, boy, it hurts you. You walk in the room where they are, you move, you go to another place. You find out that they are going to the same gathering that you are going to and you don't even go. You won't answer their phone call, you won't answer their email, you won't answer their text. You are bitter. You are so mad and angry. You're angry. And you are playing these things over and over in your mind for what they've done to you. So I want to give you four things to how to overcome bitterness. First one I want to tell you is that realize that what they did is not worth damaging your relationship with God. Realize what they did is not worth damaging your relationship with God. Brothers and sisters, I know I'm saved. I've been baptized, born again, and added to the body of Christ. The reason why I know I'm saved, because the God in me and the Christ in me have given me the ability to forgive all of those who I know don't like me. I know don't like me. In my flesh and in my natural ability, I couldn't forgive you. I want to get you back. I want to hurt you just like you hurt me. I want to say some bad things about you like you said about me. But the Holy Spirit in me will not let me do it. Even though you have tried to hurt me, damage my relationship, I still love you, I still forgive you, I still help you, and I will do anything to help you. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he in me than he is in all the world. You see, greater is he. Now, so don't let what somebody did to you run your relationship with God, damage your relationship with God. Ahithophel could not figure out in his mind how to forgive David. He couldn't figure out how to let it go. He couldn't figure out how to get past it. Now God have beat David. God punished David for what David did. David apologized. David repented. David wrote a whole book of Psalms. 51 and also verse 32, Psalm 32. But Ahithophel couldn't let it go. He couldn't get past it. He went over and over in his mind, just like some of you out there are doing, going over and over what someone had done. And it's impacting your ability to move forward in your life. Let it go, brothers and sisters. Let it go. Second thing that we can use to overcome bitterness is to realize yourself that you are not the judge. God is the ultimate judge. When someone hurt you, you get so mad and you act as if you are God, that they have violated a command of yours. But I want to tell you, you don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody in. Romans 12:19 says we need to resist your instinct for revenge. Do not repay evil for evil. Then he says, brothers and sisters, do not take revenge, my friend. Make room for God. Give God some of it. For it is written, I will repay, said the Lord. God is saying, I would do it. I'm going to do it. I saw how they hurt you. I felt your pain. I saw how wrong they did you. But I'm going to get them back. But some of you out there want to pay. You want to pay it back yourself. You want to pay them back who hurt you. You don't want to communicate with them. You stop speaking to them. Rather than going to them and telling them what they did, you get behind their back and talk all kind of nasty things behind their backs, critical. And when you do that, brothers and sister, God is saying, oh, I see you want to do the vengeance. But if you're going to do the vengeance, then I just step back. It is best if you let God take care of the vengeance. Because when God does it, he's going to do it right. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. God is the ultimate judge. The third thing that can help us forget over with bitterness is realize that you are not sinless. There's only one person that walked this planet that was sinless, and that was Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:22, did no sin, neither was guilt found in his mouth. Now, some of you walk around like you never sinned in your life. Walk around like you have never done anything. Missed it means it perfect. Some of you walk like that. Can't. You see. But while you're so quick to find the wrong in someone else, let me remind you, there are some people you have wronged. There are some people you have hurt. There are some things you have done to cause people damage. And just like you want someone to forgive you, then you got to learn how to forgive someone else. Nobody in here is perfect. Nobody in here have ever crossed every T and dotted every I. Nobody in here have done everything we're supposed to do. We have not always been where we are now. And just like you need God to forgive you, you need other people to forgive you, then you need to learn how to forgive other people for what they have done. As a matter of fact, in Matthew 6:14, so if you don't forgive others for what they've done to you, God cannot forgive you for what you have done to other people. Cliff Russell puts it so beautifully when he said, when you forgive, you are obeying God. Why? Because God said, forgive. So that tells us if you do not forgive, then you're not obeying God, right? You're obeying somebody else. If the Bible says to forgive. The fourth thing that can help us to overcome bitterness. Realize that the pain someone else caused you actually helped to promote you. See? Have you ever had the ability to tell a person, if you have not done to me what you did to me, I wouldn't be where I am now? What you did to me caused me to move forward. What you did to me caused me to be closer to God. Sometimes you need to get with some people who have done you wrong and say, you know that lie you told on me to get your job? Thank you. Because God had given me a better job. You know what this situation you told me about? Now, I'll tell you right now. I was in love. Oh, I was in love. I was in love with a girl. Oh, I was in love with that girl. Have you been in love? Your heart go ka-thump, ka-thump, ka-thump. I was in love with that girl. But that girl ripped my heart to pieces. And she told me, "You're a good man, but I don't love you." Just tore me up. If that woman had not let me go, I would not met Sister Glow. If she had stayed in her little scheme, I wouldn't have married a woman of my dream. I told y'all I was a poet and don't know it. Now, on our date night, Glory will listen to a song by the Dramatics. This song says, "Give a toast." She said, this is for you, Odell. This is for you. "Give a toast to the fool who let you get away." And I say the same thing, baby. Thank you. The woman that gave me away, thank you. The woman that let me go, thank you. Sometimes you got to walk up to people and say, "You know that stuff you call me? Thank you. I'm a better person. I didn't listen to you." All I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, all I'm saying here is learn how to get past things. Don't be holding bitterness and anger. What does it cause you? What does it do for you? Other than weighing you down. And when you see that person, you get all upset. What does it do for you? Life is short. You know, James 4:14 said, "Life is like a vapor. It is pure for a little while, and it vanishes away." We don't know when the Lord is coming back. Mark 13:32 said, "No man knows when the day of the Lord returns." We can die holding all these grudges. Jesus can come back. You're all bitter. In Ephesians 4:31 said, "Let all bitterness and wrath and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all anger." You think that doesn't apply to this church here today? There ain't no mess in heaven, brothers and sisters. I'm going to let you know that now. There ain't going to be nobody in heaven with all this mess. Rolling your eyes at somebody. What is he doing in here? He bought them bad kids. Ain't gonna be no mess in heaven. So you might as well get it together. I know a lot of you out there saying, "I can't forgive. I got to work on it." I know a lot of you said, "I'm bitter. I got to work on this." Only thing I'm saying to you is get busy working. Because the Lord is on his way back. Cliff Russell done said it. I heard many other preachers. He's on his way back. Look at all this mess going on around here. Every time you turn around, shooting, killing in school. And he's going to come back, and you're still going to be in the situation you're in. Jesus had already told this Jezebel later in Revelation 22:21, "I gave her a chance to repent." But he didn't. He's already said, "Everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, will not enter into the kingdom of heaven." It's time to get this together. So if you're sitting in here saying, "I will never forgive you. I'm going to stay bitter. I'm not going to ever do right." So I just want you to jump as high as you can, because that's the closest you're getting to heaven. God is not going to take any mess in heaven. So you might want to get it together now. Ain't no big thing. Forgiving someone. Work on it. So all I'm talking to all of you who are harboring bitterness in your heart, you need to get it together. If you're here today and you have not obeyed the gospel, today is your day. You must hear the gospel. Acts 15:7, you must believe. Hebrews 11:6, you must repent. Luke 13:3, you must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Matthew 10:32. And you must be baptized for the remission of your sin. You need to come forward. Do so right now as we stand and sing. Won't you please come?